The state of Florida has issued a Category 5 hurricane warning. All residents must evacuate immediately. Grab your families, your loved ones, and get out.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking 2019's Crawl. This is a movie that originally got my attention because it is produced by Sam Raimi. It is a movie that already piqued my interest just because it has alligators in it. And anytime there's an alligator or shark movie, no matter how cheesy it is, for some reason, I am drawn to that. I think there is something about how 1975's Jaws affected me as a kid. I think that there is just something about these movies. There's something about murky water. There's something about there being something in that water that has an advantage and is trying to attack you. Something that really works for me and really that I find genuinely terrifying and pretty horrific. This movie, due to a fairly low budget and some pretty questionable special effects, is not as frightening as I was thinking it was going to be. The plot follows this University of Florida swimmer named Haley, and she receives this call from her sister saying that there's a Category 5 hurricane coming into the city where her dad lives. And they can't get a hold of, Haley can't get a hold of her dad, so she ends up driving through crazy winds, lots of water, and gets to his house and finds him in the crawl space at the bottom of the house. And there is not just one alligator, but there are multiple alligators. And it becomes this survival story where you are rooting for this daughter and her father to survive. There's also a dog. So this movie is just like, it worked for me. It worked for me, but it's just like, It is very much just like, okay, you can't not root for these people. This strained relationship between this daughter and this father. And then at the same time, the dog is in a lot of this movie and you're constantly like, where's the dog? Where's the dog? The dog better be safe. There are some moments that are, I guess the best way of saying it, just pretty ridiculous. And again, this movie, similar to Jaws and shark movies, it's like alligators don't act like this. You see them hunting in packs, and this is, I guess, nitpicking because this movie is meant to be kind of a B movie. It's meant to be pretty cheesy and over the top. But yeah, these alligators are basically hunting in a giant group and finding people. There's a couple people that robbed a gas station and stole an ATM. There are a couple people that try and rescue Haley and her father and are just completely just destroyed by alligators. This movie is very fun, though, and I think, and watching so many movies, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking to just have a good time. This is one where you can definitely just shut your brain off, and yeah, I think if you are a fan of alligator and shark movies, this might be one that you want to check out. It's very, very well reviewed. It's high on the tomato meter. People seem to love this movie. I can't say that I loved it, but I definitely had a good time with it, and would recommend checking it out if the plot sounds interesting to you. Last thing I want to say about it is, of course, because Haley is a University of Florida swimmer, that just has this huge, huge role in the movie. And it's kind of eye-rolling in a way. You just know how it's going to be, where she's got to race these alligators to certain spots to survive and stuff. It's pretty ridiculous. But yeah, like I said, all that being said, had a good time with this one. And yeah. I will be back tomorrow to discuss one of my all-time favorite horror movies, and that is 2005's The Descent. This is the cast is all female, and it is about this group that comes together and goes spelunking in this cave, but little do they realize that they are not alone, and it is a creature feature. But wow, this movie, if you are claustrophobic in any way, this is not going to be the movie for you. Genuinely terrifying. Definitely some jump scares and some moments where you will be very, very uncomfortable. It is a little gory as well from time to time, but wow, I remember really liking this movie. I hope watching it, it's been at least 5 or 10 years since I've seen it. I hope watching it again that I feel the same way, but we will see. That will be tomorrow's episode. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will return tomorrow to review 2005's The Descent.